Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Are you hanging up your stocking on your wall? Are you hanging up your stocking on your wall?
03444991000, last show of the week. From Catherine and myself, before the adults come in and bore the pants off you. Talking about I don't know what. Let's go to Lee. Good evening, Lee.
Oh, all right, Ian. How's it going?
It's all right. Oh, it's this geezer. It's this Muppet.
Wait. That's for the Muppet.
Yeah, yeah, you plonker.
Hello, Catherine.
What?
Oh, that's my type of woman. Like, come on, woman. Yeah, come on, people.
You're stirring something that hasn't been stirred for over 25 years.
I thought it was a funny smell.
Waken the beast. Summon Godzilla.
Simon Templar.
Yeah.
What?
Simon Templar.
Yeah, we got that one quite early on, mate.
And you're joking. I ain't took you out of here. I ain't know what I mean.
Let me go through them. Smith and...
No.
Shut your face.
No.
Smith and...
No.
Smith and his amazing dancing bear, Rimmer,
what?
Groom,
Smith,
Jordan,
Bear. Where's Simon in there?
Simon Smith and his amazing dancing bear.
I'm not saying the Simons to save time.
What?
Too late.
Smith and his amazing dancing bear. Rimmer.
No, I don't want to go through him again.
Well, you don't. You obviously need it because Templar's midway down the league and you've just said it.
All right then. I'm a cab driver. Me name's Simon.
I didn't ask for I didn't ask for your CV.
I'm Simon.
You're not. Your name's Lee.
No, I lied to you.
Oh.
Simon.
Well, you're not famous. You're annoying.
Who are you? My wife?
You wish. You'd love that.
I do, actually.
Yes,
I do. Simon, I do
looking guy.
Hey, listen.
Yes,
what? Sir. Right.
Yes. I get the feeling you've got nothing of import to say, but you're going to keep saying stuff anyway.
Wheezy Tiger.
Hey.
That got your hand hovering, didn't it?
Yeah, hovering into a fist, ready to come punch you.
Now, listen.
Yes, sir.
Ear.
Let's...
Let's
have a word.
Keep reading my mind.
Let me have a word in your shell,
You know your...
Do you know anywhere I can get a pistol?
On Saturday.
On what? On Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
2:30, it'll be live on Periscope. You can watch it on Periscope 2:30 on Saturday.
No, I'm on about, going there. I know where you're going to be.
The Half Moon in Putney, it's not really a secret. 2:30.
But, I've got it to come. Don't go south of the river.
Don't go south of the river.
Actually, Lee, I think you'll find that that's an old meme that actually no longer holds true. Most of London's
black cabbies. It's never been true. It's never been true. I come from a family of cab drivers. My dad, he only retired 2 years ago.
I should have retired a lot earlier. We don't want old people driving cabs or driving cars. You should retire. Yeah. You're too old.
I'll tell you what, he'd knock you out. He's a big boy.
Oh, he's a violent thug, is he? He's well, I'd report him to the police. I'd report him to the police for threatening behaviour from a pensioner.
Anyway, look, I've got a couple of things to ask. If you just shut up.
What?
Everyone stop shouting.
Leave it, Kathy, ain't worth it. And this guy really ain't worth it.
Right, here we go.
Yes, sir.
I had to get two of our cats. What is it? Euthanized?
Euthanized?
You didn't need...
Put down, is
killed.
It? Killed.
Killed. Two of his cats killed, yeah.
It was left to me.
Please tell me you took them to a vet and they did it properly. It weren't just two bricks or a sack.
Or a bloke from the pub.
No, I got my fist. No, of course I didn't.
Don't even joke.
I'm a gentleman.
I have, as we know, I won't tell the story again, but I have put a kitten out of its misery with a brick.
Yeah, I've heard you stole the cat's head. What's wrong with you?
I did. It had been run over. It was in Spain, middle of nowhere. It had been run over, and its body was flat. I mean, literally, it was flat, like tyre marks on it was flat, and it was alive, but it was barely alive. There weren't no chance of it being saved. It was in a lot of pain, and...
You should have worn it like a scarf.
Oh, Lee, you're horrible.
You're a disgrace to the industry.
What, you stole his head in?
Yes, mate. You'd have done the same thing because you're a decent guy. If you hadn't done an Uber driver would have done because they really are decent guys.
I'd have pulled a 45 out and shot it.
Okay, you probably do have one, being an old East End gangster.
Well, I'm a South London boy.
Get to the point of the call.
Lee.
If you shut up, I'll get to... I'll get there. So, I don't want any more animals... Until
in the world, you miserable git.
They can design one that don't shit everywhere and piss everywhere.
Oh, okay, Lee, thank you.
No, please, I've got another point.
What do you mean another point? You haven't made the first point yet. Don't another bio. And Jim Davis don't have to put up with this. Why should I?
Anyway, as you know, I'm a London cab driver.
Yeah, you haven't mentioned that yet.
If you... Shush, please, shush.
Hang on, my Uber's just arrived.
Stop it.
You spoke about Uber the other day.
You just said
and
it twice.
And I tell you what, I was driving along and my fist was clenched.
What a violent
and
man.
And I thought,
a horrible
before
violent...
I see this piece of...
What a horrible, violent family.
No.
You and your father, horrible, violent family. Disgusting. You disgust me. You disgust me from the lower socioeconomic rungs of the ladder. Disgust
Stop
me.
It. These are your people.
These are not my people.
Even though I don't want a pet anymore, because as I say...
You find sheep quite sexually attractive.
What pet could I have in the cab? Can't have a small dog, because it'd be very bored. It won't be able to see
have a fish.
Out of the window.
Don't get a blind dog.
Monkeys, they're a bit hard to get hold of now.
Stoked.
Even though, when I lived in the Elkham Road, top of Surrey Square, there was a pet shop.
Yeah.
And you could buy a monkey in there.
You could buy monkeys in pet shops.
Back in the day.
Ian Lee, you'll never guess what.
Go on, babe.
My great-grandma used to live in the Elkham Road.
I probably knew her.
You might have.
Well, I've had it off with her.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't have known me because she used to call me Kathleen. She thought my name was Kathleen till the day she died.
That must have been who I, She sounds very familiar.
She would have been.
What pet did I have?
Oh, knees up by the brown, knees up by the brown. At the table we must go, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Oh,
must go. Tony Barley and I take you know. Never catch a penny.
Now throw your legs right off.
Shooter, cause I know a bloody grass. I'll shoot him up his bloody ass. Oh, oh.
No, I've just realised.
Yes, Lee.
I had another point.
Okay, thanks very much for your call. Maybe call us in 20. Maybe call us on March the 21st, 2020. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep over. The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Liam. Good evening, Liam.
Oh, hi, mate. How's it going?
It's going very, very well, Liam. It's the last 43 minutes of our radio broadcasts this week. But don't forget, tomorrow night, 9:30, we will be streaming... Tonight! We'll be streaming a very special show that we're legally, we're not even allowed to talk about now. It's after midnight. We can't even mention it. We can mention it, but we can't mention what it's about. But please, twitch.tv/IanLee, I beg of thee. Liam, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to phone in, I guess, because... my dog's barking.
Yeah, we can hear.
One second. I knew that would happen. I had a good point to make.
Don't worry, you take your time. We've got plenty of time.
Yeah, so I guess... Second one, I know how to...
It's got it. I got it.
There you go, I've got a favourite teddy, so I think it's got to... Sorry, I haven't phoned in for a while. But it's your last show before... It's going to be really horrible tomorrow. Everyone's arguing...
We can't talk about it.
Exactly.
But we're back on Monday. Back on the air on Monday.
But I think the thing we should look forward to the most is... The 20s, the next decade.
2020s, end of a decade, 2020s. The 20s, the first 20s.
It's going to be an actual decade with a name. I don't even know what the...
This is, he's right.
The name of this decade is,
The first 20s, the original 20s, the 1920s.
The roaring 20s.
Roaring 20s.
But the decade we're in at the moment, it hasn't had a name.
The 10s.
The 10s. It doesn't have a name, you're right. We can't start living. We can't live in a decade that has no name.
I think that's the problem. Yep. I think we need to have an identity again.
Well, if you look at the last decade with no name, the 19 decade with no name, World War One. Mm. The 20s is where it's at, Liam.
Yeah, man. Well, that's exactly what I think as well. I think that it's going to be okay in the 20s.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Brother, we're going to hold your hand.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Sorry for my dog barking.
Go on.
I've not got much else to say, to be honest, but hi to Kath as well.
Big up yourself.
Liam, nice to meet you in Brighton, the Brighton show that you were at. You were at the Brighton show that was uncomfortable, weren't you? Or did you, were you at the one before?
I was at that one.
You were at that one, weren't you?
Walked out.
Yeah, you were at that one. It's going up, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. It's going to go up this week, so you can relive
God.
That uncomfortable feeling, or you can just avoid the internet. I know what I would rather do. Liam, always nice to talk to you, brother. Thank you. Let's go to June. Good evening, June.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
June, how can we help you, please?
You've just answered one of my questions was that if you've got the podcast out from Brighton yet.
It's going up this week.
Because I need something to keep me occupied on Friday.
Do you know what it will do? It'll make you clench your buttocks.
Well, that's got to be better than Mark Dolan. Or one of them.
Mark Dolan, here's the thing. Mark Dolan's one of the good guys. I like Mark. The others.
It's not fair
for me to comment on people, but we are off tonight from Talk Radio, and we're off tomorrow night. But we are back on Monday, and we'll be streaming. Not only will we be streaming tonight at 9:30, but also the Rabbit Hole show on Saturday. Right about 2:30, 2:45, we'll be streaming it on Periscope, this time.
Okay.
You'll be able to watch it and be able to call in.
Oh, the kids are going to a panto on Saturday.
Oh, no, they're not.
Do that one. Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay.
But we'll be with you tomorrow.
Beautiful.
And I've got to have something to keep me going over the weekend.
Mucky cow.
Hey.
Sorry?
Hey.
What? Martin. Hey. Martin Kellner's not in this weekend.
No, it's sad about Martin, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is really, because it's Uncle Dre instead. Anyway.
Yeah, let's get more presenters. Let's get more presenters on who think women shouldn't be allowed to have abortions. That's what I say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind calling that out for what it is. Mark Dolan's a nice guy. I like Mark a lot, actually. Mark's not a friend of mine, but I know him and I think he's a good... I think Mark's a good listen.
He's very pleasant.
He's a nice guy, Mark. If it were Mark filling in for us, I don't know if it is
I get to hear Mark on the end of his thing on a Saturday night before I tune into the Best Of.
There you go. Anyway, yeah, June, what else can we do for you tonight? Or are we moving on?
Well, I think we're moving on because I'll be with you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Oh, yes, thank you. I've got to be careful with stuff I can't say that I want to say, but I can't say it. Good evening, Andrew.
Hi, Ian and Cass.
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hiya.
Hiya.
I don't know if this is a weird call, but I've got back from my work's Christmas do tonight.
Uh-oh, who did you cop off with?
Well, nobody, unfortunately.
Aye, I'm sorry.
But
not even Michelle from accounts.
Well, I don't work in an office.
Oh, fair enough.
So, yeah. Basically, I feel a bit weird because they had a band there, and the name of the band, I think, was a bit problematic. But I really enjoyed them, so I don't know whether I should think it's weird or just enjoy the music.
You don't know whether you're a bad person or not?
Yes.
Okay, you've come to the right place.
Thanks. Am I?
Yes. What's the name of the band?
Well, I wouldn't say it, obviously, in case you get in trouble.
Well, why don't you rhyme it?
Okay. The Aki Beatles.
No!
What?
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
No, really?
No.
Yep.
No. No. I don't believe it. I don't even believe it.
No, it's true, honestly.
No. 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 I'm Googling it. No.
I don't know how that's a thing, but no one seems to mind.
No, there's no such band. I'm Googling it. There's no such band.
Well, they were playing the new inn in Wolverhampton tonight, so...
They're playing where?
The new inn, Wolverhampton.
The weird thing is, like, they never played any Beatles songs. And there was like five white guys.
No, I don't. I think you must have misheard. There's no. I'm Googling it. There's no such band name. They wouldn't be allowed to call themselves the Aki Beatles.
No, well, they didn't call themselves that.
Well, what were they called?
I can't see it, can I?
No, they weren't called that.
They were?
I simply.
You sure? It wasn't the Black Country Beatles.
No, what? That doesn't sound like the Aki Beatles.
It could in a very crowded, loud pub.
Maybe you're right.
Jesus, man! How could you get it? You knew what you were doing there, did you, Andrew?
Nope. No, I think it's funny now you've pointed that out. I just assumed that was the name of the band.
Right.
But that doesn't sound like...
Hang on a minute.
...the Aki Beatles.
Well, no, they're a Wolverhampton tribute band.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Stay there. 0-1-9-0-2-8-9-2-0. Just stay there.
Oh, I'm here.
Stay there. Stay there. Oh, come on.
This number is not accepting calls at present. Please try later.
No, it's not. No, Andrew, I think Catherine's solution is probably better. Don't drink and don't do drugs and don't ever go out again. Come on, man. Come on. Let's try Julie. Good evening, Julie.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hello.
Hello. I've got a song under 2 minutes.
Yes.
Which my dad was obsessed with when it first came out, and his background in music is he likes old proper blues music and things like that, so it was a very weird choice, and that was Liam Lynch, United States of Whatever.
Say that again. What was that? Sorry, I was reading an email about Merlin's
Liam Lynch, the United States.
Yeah, we played
States,
it
whatever.
We played it like 3 weeks ago.
It's under 2 minutes, mate.
What? I wasn't listening to... all I can do is go by what you said, right? You said, Liam Lynch, I'm busy. I'm doing 1,000... Let me finish this.
Julie doesn't get this from Martin Kellner.
My brain... Exactly. My brain is doing, like, 1,000,000 things a minute, right? My brain is like a supercomputer. Your brain is doing, what, 3, 4?
Don't know, but I'm keeping up, mate.
Exactly. So I'm reading about a Merlin handheld console that a guy has written to me, and also that guy's
cat... I've already read that one.
Also, that guy's cat died...
I know, sad.
...when my velvet died, 19 and a half years old. I can't listen to what Julie said. Julie's a traitor anyway. You shouldn't even be talking to her. She's, what do they call it? Like, not an instigator. a quizzling.
Oh.
She's a quizzling.
Right.
So I don't even... She's only found enough because Martin Kellner is in hospital and won't be on the air for a long, long time, if ever. If ever, because I'm very close to turning off that machine.
Oh, my.
So she's thinking, oh, God, I've been so busy tickling Martin's balls. I need to suck up to those guys, the original guys again, Ian and Catherine. And she's a quizzling as far as I'm concerned. We shouldn't have even let her
on
the show.
It's like you break my mind.
Look at the division that she's caused between us. She's like a wedge coming in between you and me. It's like a wedge. Julie the Wedge is what I call her sometimes when...
A wedge and a quizzling.
The quizzling wedge. Now it's time for the quizzling wedge, starring Julie. In this week's episode, she causes
it's
more
be
fractious...
It's going to be the new part of my autobiography.
Yes, I have. I just went straight to the pictures. So, what were you saying, Julie? Let's try again, please, and really focus.
I thought you wanted to hear about songs under 2 minutes.
He did.
And I phoned to say that my dad became obsessed with the song Under 2 Minutes.
Yeah. She did, yeah.
What was that then?
And the song was United States of Whatever by Liam Lynch.
Great song.
And it was a particularly strange choice for my dad, who learned all the lyrics because he's a real blues man and just took a liking to the song.
Great. That's a great suggestion, Julie. Really appreciate your contribution to the show. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
What, have you really, got... I like her honesty saying her dad was a bluesy man.
Is your dad into the blueies?
Blues.
You like blues?
Pawns.
Fair play. Okay.
The pawns.
Thank you very much, Judy. Nice to hear from you again, mate. I really appreciate that. Now Martin Kellner is on his last breath. Hope we hear a bit more from you. Cara Marie has texted us, mm-hmm. tweeted us.
Yes.
A well-known coffee shop served me a cock and balls on top of my latte. Extra cream. Let's go to Greg. Good evening, Greg.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
And hello, Gregory.
This is the night. Tonight hello. Is the night when two become one. Oh, it was Nikki. Nikki. Sorry, I didn't read didn't get to the name. I'm sorry, Nikki. Thank you. Nikki is from Sippenham in Slough. I used to hang out a lot in Sippenham when I was 14 because my friend Bob Thompson lived there, and my friend Malcolm Richmond used to live on the Spinney. Used to live at number 2, the Spinney. I think I can say that because I'm guessing he doesn't live there anymore. Yes, Greg.
I spent 4 hours painting my kitchen.
Show off.
I'm high on paint fumes.
Oh yeah, baby. Sniff the paint.
This is going to be a high octane call then.
Sniff the paint.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah. No, I got a little bit of filler for you, everyone. Filler.
What, like, to fill it, what, for the walls? Polyfiller?
No, just filler for your programme.
Don't need it. We don't need filler. We need content, and we've got plenty of content.
I'll give you content.
Give me content.
I've got another Simon.
Yeah, let's have it.
Former BBC Bedfordshire, Radio Bedfordshire presenter, and Blue Peter as well.
Don't you dare say groom.
If you say groom, I will cut you off.
Oh, why?
He's the third one we've got. Is no one listening?
Oh, okay. We've had
Smith. Shut up. I'm going to go through this list again. Smith and his amazing dancing bear. Rimmer. Groom. Jordan. Templar. Le Bon. The Game. Mayo. Peg. Wixie. Callow.
Well, I can give you one which you won't have.
Well, you know which ones we don't have because you've just heard them.
I know, but nobody would know it.
Well, he's not famous then, is he?
Person, Ian, but you wouldn't know his name.
Is he famous?
No.
Yeah, to millions of people, but they probably don't know his name. His name is Simon Yun, and he was in Drunken Master. He was Yoda's teacher.
Oh, no, I'll have that. I'll have that. Yun.
There you go.
Yeah, Yun.
Oh, guess what? About 6 years ago, I actually met the famous baddie from that, called Wong Jang Lee.
Yeah.
I met him in London.
Let me educate you. Are you aware of the Bruceploitation movie Dynamo?
No, Bruce Lee, yeah.
Yeah. It's coming out in 4K or maybe 2K.
Oh, Blu-ray, yeah.
Restore Blu-ray, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me, I've not finished talking!
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there's guys bringing out these films, and he's like the kung fu expert Michael Worth. We've had him on the show.
I know.
He's great.
Yeah, I know.
Great guy. Bringing out Dynamo, and he's going to be doing a commentary over it, which would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I love him and Matthew.
He wanted someone to help him with the commentary for Dynamo.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he contact you?
Yeah, I'm doing the commentary for a Bruceploitation, Bruce Lee movie, Dynamo. I'm doing it early next year. It's coming out in the year, 2K restoration, Blu-ray, baby. And he sent me this email saying, you probably don't want it, you're probably very busy, but would you consider doing a commentary with me for this? I'm like, dude, this is what I was born to do. All I do is sit and watch these films and want someone to talk about them too. And now we're doing it. So, Greg, next year you'll be able to buy Dynamo starring Bruce Lee with a commentary by Michael Worth, UK English broadcaster and award-winning radio presenter Ian Lee.
Oh, is it only going to be released in America?
Oh.
Because the only Blu-ray player I got is a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, it will
work.
Region
locked, aren't they?
It'll be region free.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm sorry, I tell you what, why don't I come round and flipping will act it out for you! Let's talk radio.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Easy.
Easy like Sunday morning. Whoa, whoa. Bloody Sunday morning. Easy, baby, take me down. Down. Down.
Shh.
Baby, won't you take me down?
Quiet.
Some show tonight, guys.
Quiet.
We did the story, didn't we, about the wine gum Willy?
Did we?
I think we did.
I can't really remember. What was it about?
Mum, Becky Crocker, 34, sucked off something in the back of her car with her mum and dad in the front of the car, something
like
that.
Gosh, right, okay.
I'm easy like the sun in the morning.
Do you want to hear something about some...
No, I'm finding a story.
Would you like to...
I'm driving this car, baby. I'm driving this car. I'm the driver of the car.
Okay.
What is this? Okay. Let's not do that one. No, let's do a fun story. A student was horrified when her Now TV hub gave her the public Wi-Fi name Nazi.
Oh.
Her random allocation of letters spelled out, it's not that random, Now TV Nazi 5. I love it. I don't know how to change the name of your Wi-Fi, but it can be done. And a friend, I saw a picture of someone who changed their Wi-Fi. So all your neighbours see it. And it said...
Stop using my Wi-Fi.
So I'm going to stop using your Wi-Fi. The other one was, flat 2, your music is shit. And Lauren Long of Düsseldorf, Germany. No, Lauren Long, 26, fears her neighbours might think she chose it herself. She said... Oh, okay. I've got to read this next paragraph straight because it's quite... Okay. I have a very close friend who had relatives die in a concentration camp under the Nazis, and it's just awful. Come on. I'm not downplaying the Holocaust, for goodness sakes. I wouldn't do that for one second, but... Come on. Now, Lauren from East Grinstead, West Sussex, is urging Now TV to stop the term from appearing on anyone else's Wi-Fi. She's really made this, sucked the joy out of this story. A spokesman for the firm said, we'll be reviewing expanding the list of blacklisted words to ensure this doesn't happen.
OK, well, if there's a list, that's fine.
Thank you, Lauren. You've really made that tricky. Who's BB Mac?
BB Mac, we're a band.
But... Boy, who? What was their song?
It was something like coming back to you or something.
Boy band, I've not even heard of them. Boy band, BB Mac snubbed offers to make a comeback in front of TV cameras. The lads have reunited 20 years after their debut. Singer
back Chris, here.
Singer, they're not coming back here.
That's what they're called. It's called
the BB called BB Mac.
Yeah, but they've got a song called Beat Back Here.
What was the name of the band? The guy held a door open for me once. His name was something like Christian Lollapuzzo. It wasn't. Go West.
Journey South?
No. No, it wasn't. It didn't have a compass direction in it. It was like go... Give me some boy bands from that era. Ricky Wurmeling.
Oh,
Richie Wurmeling.
Right, Richie Wurmeling was in. He was the one that went. Was he the one that went out with Billy Piper?
I don't know that. But what was the band called? Don't Google it. Let's do it old school. Richie Wurmeling, Let's Dance, Chase.
Wasn't five.
It was
911. No.
It was three of them in it.
Was it 911?
No. It was like two words. Go south. Richie Wurmeling.
Up yours.
Something like that. Beatbox. Richie Wurmeling. Richie Wurmeling from Let Loose.
Let Loose.
Let Loose.
Crazy for you.
Let Loose.
That was them. I quite like them.
Oh, I thought they were a great little band. I liked all those little boy bands. That
had some nice transitions in it, that song.
Yeah. This is fun, though. This is fun. We remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it. It's fun getting the old brain going. It's something Mike Graham listeners could not do. Is get the old brain cells going like that. They would need to be told the answer to something. They would need to be told the answer because, as we know, studies are in. I got it wrong, and I will apologise. I said all of Mike Graham's listeners were idiots, and I am really sorry. That was out of order. We've got the stats in. It's 87% of Mike Graham's listeners are idiots. It's 87%. So I said all... I would like to apologise to the 13% that can understand the words I'm saying.
Yeah.
For the others...
the 13%, only listen to laugh at the idiots.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Exacto mundo. Anyway, BB Mac are getting back together. So that's two good stories I've done. That's and great. You haven't done any yet. Let's
you
go.
Haven't let me.
I will.
I've got one about a man who's pumped his arm full of Vaseline.
It's not like I have to let you. You're a grown woman. You can do what the
a
hell.
Former soldier who earned the nickname
Let's
Popeye.
Let's speak to Kev first.
What?
Kev, you've already caused tension and you've not said anything yet. Let's see how this goes.
Ian.
Kev.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Sorry, I was just listening to you and Catherine talking.
Well.
I don't want to bring the things like that, but...
don't.
I lost a lot of my sight when I was 19, and it's not a sad story. I went off the rails a little bit, and then...
Bit of the old wacky-backy, bit of the old sniff? No, Ian. Bit of gack? No, not at all.
I was 6 months short of finishing an apprenticeship. Yeah. Had a couple of beers tonight. Yeah. But then I kind of lost my... So I retrained and I learnt Braille and IT. Wow. And I was teaching them to blind and partite students.
Yeah.
Then, as luck would be, the big fella upstairs, who doesn't exist, sent me some anxiety and panic attacks.
Uh-oh.
So I was just wondering. Yeah. Coping mechanisms.
Yeah. I've had a couple of like anxiety attacks recently. Acknowledging that you're having an anxiety attack, you know, even if you say it out loud, I'm having an anxiety attack. That kind of just brings you back into the real world ever so slightly.
Yeah.
Being aware of simple stuff, man, like being aware of your breath, breathing, trying to slow down your breathing down, just counting your breath, count it in tens or fives. You know, just trying to slow it down, phoning up someone, whether it's a friend or it's the Samaritans, and just saying, my heart is going crazy here, man, and things are spinning out of control. Stuff like that can help. Know that it's not real. That's the thing. A panic, and this is easy saying it now, but panic attack isn't real.
That's the advice I've been given, but... It's easy to say it now, but when I first experienced it,
it's horrible, isn't
it? I don't mean to be sound dramatic, but I thought I was dying.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, it's horrible. Yeah. I had my first panic attack about 3 years ago in Oxford Street when I was getting divorced. Right. And just suddenly I came out of Oxford Street Tube and just something... I think I found you, Kev. Something hit me. Just something hit me. And I was in Oxford Street and suddenly it was really busy and the noise was deafening. That was the thing. It just got really noisy and people were like walking into me and I just couldn't cope and I just burst into tears. I couldn't breathe. It wasn't that I was breathing better. I couldn't breathe and I burst into tears and I thought I was dying. I thought I was having a heart attack and I managed somehow to get off of Oxford Street into a little side street and I was just had my face up against the wall and I was sobbing and I phoned Kath and I might have phoned... I don't really know how I came off that ledge, but... It's horrible, man. It feels like you're dying. It's not an exaggeration. Has anything brought this on, Kev? Or
I suppose like I said before, I was doing my apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And then I noticed one afternoon that I couldn't see out of my left eye, so I went to work on a Monday working for BMW. I was under the hospital for 7 months, and they. Simple blood test. They found out I've got something called Leber's optic atrophy, which in short terms means around your nervous system and your body, you've got like a protective coating from infections and stuff.
Yeah.
But all my optic nerves has been eaten away, and it's a hereditary condition. And I was on the team when that happened. So I obviously didn't finish my apprenticeship. I couldn't play football anymore and stuff. I felt really sorry for myself, to be fair, and I went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. How long ago was that, Kev?
Well, I'm 41 now, so...
A while ago.
22 years ago.
Flipping heck, man.
But it's still with me. I mean, it's the simple things. Putting the kettle on, missing where it's supposed to be, turning the paper over, reading the paper, And effectively, and I tell you what, when I retrained, after I accepted I couldn't see very well, once I retrained, I have got lots of blind students. I've got their qualifications for them in CLAIT and ECL courses because I learnt computers. And I'd tell you what, it was the biggest buzz I've ever had in my life. Mm. Once somebody achieves something that they previously thought was unattainable, it's fantastic, and it gives me a big buzz as well.
But that buzz can't last all the time. There's got to, you know, that's life, is we have our ups and indeed we have our downs. And it sounds like you're having a bit of a down at the moment. Have you got friends? Have you got a partner? Are you speaking to a doctor? Are you got people around you?
Oh, I've got my... I've moved back around to near my parents, to be fair. I don't want to moan, but I've been mithering my gas people for about 3 weeks, so I've been sleeping in a bloody jacket because they haven't put my heating out until today.
Is today the first day you've got heating?
Sets him back a little bit, kind of thing.
Is today the first day?
Hey, look, I'm a positive person. I used to be the most confident person in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I guarantee I'll get back to somewhere near me old self.
Of course you will. But you're allowed to feel down, and you're allowed to be upset, and you're allowed to be angry. Even all this time later, you're allowed to.
Yeah, I don't know, Ian. I mean, I know if your background kind of thing, I watched you in the jungle, whatever. I know you've had issues, so that's just why I asked the coping mechanisms.
Talking is the best thing. Talking to me, talking to a mate, talking to your mum and dad if it's appropriate, talking to the Samaritans, talking to a priest, talking is a real, is the thing that saved my life over and over again. Talking.
Brilliant.
That's it. Everything else is, there's other stuff, the breathing, the meditating, all of that. Talking is the thing.
Well, one last thing. Catherine?
Yeah?
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I stepped on it. Catherine, you can't say no. He's blind. He's a blind fella. Can't say no to him.
Well, I don't think it's legal. Not.
You're allowed to marry. Blind people are allowed to marry. Jeez, what is this? Nazi Germany?
I'm married at the moment, so let's just see what happens. But thanks very much. I'll register your interest.
It's not a no, Kev. It's not a no.
Hey, listen, if you go anywhere after March, I will be devastated.
Bless you, brothers. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. We'll keep you posted. I'm sorry I trod on your gag there. I didn't know he was going to be such a funny guy.
Wasn't a gag, you meant it.
Thank you very much, Kev. What a nice guy. Andrew, Laura, Barney, phones have gone busy the last 15 minutes for us this week. 03, well, I won't give out the number because we want plenty of time for these people. This is Talk Radio.
On DAB, online and on your mobile. All the latest election news as soon as it breaks on the station that's going to the country. Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.